It's Furry Friends Friday. We got Carly joining us from the Berrien County Animal Control. And, you know, we got that winter storm warning in effect all the way until 7 a.m. tomorrow. You were saying that, you know, winter, people, they don't know how to drive.
No, they don't.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
It's like that every year. And we deal with it. And like we were saying earlier, it seems like we've been getting more snow than we've had
many years. It's been a while since we've had this load of snow, and it just keeps on coming.
It does. Yeah.
So before we get to meet Bree, we should vent a little bit about driving on these roads. You got to be careful, but you also have to realize what is under that snow is actual road, and there are lanes.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, like stop taking up both lanes, drive in one or the other, yes. Not down the middle.
It's not a free-for-all. And you mentioned parking. Like, everyone still has to follow protocol.
Yeah.
Like, you park in the right.
There's don't still, leave a half a car between each person, because then the parking lot is just full.
Or park at a weird angle that doesn't even fit the rest of the cars in the parking
exactly.
lot.
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. But you have, you know, driven through this this snow to come and bring Bree to us. And so tell us a little bit about Bree and what her story is.
Oh, Bree here is a doll. We all love her at the shelter. She has been with us since March 7th, 2017. So she's been with us almost a year. And her sister, Amber, has already been adopted. She was adopted about 2 months ago. Bree is just a very shy, quiet cat. She would be great for somebody that doesn't have any small children, because that would freak her out.
Okay.
No dogs, because that would just like terrify her. You would never see her. Like, she'd be under the couch 24/7 type thing. Once she warms up to you, she's super sweet, loving. She loves other cats.
Okay.
She's actually had several different roommates at the shelter, because we have some larger pens. And so we try to keep two together just so that they have a buddy to hang out with.
Okay.
And, but last February we started a new program, at the shelter for our kitty that's been with us the longest. Mm-hmm. It's called Take a Pet, Leave a Penny. So Bree's adoption fee is actually only a penny.
Wow.
Literally, she is just a penny to adopt. So we do this once a month, and then we promote that cat all the way through the month, hoping that they will get adopted. And so far, every single month, the longest running cat has been adopted.
That's amazing. I love that story.
Yep. We just did our other one 2 months ago, and she had been with us since January. So
she's so sweet. Look at her.
She's like a little snuggler.
I just want to snuggle in your crook of your arm.
Yeah, she's very much a snuggler. She does need. So once she starts purring, she'll start needing you. But she's just a very shy cat.
Okay.
So there's nothing wrong with her. She's not, you know, she's not going to hide all the time. But once she warms up to you and gets to know you, the volunteers love taking her in the playroom, because she will just, once she gets in there, she's like, toys, play, chase the feathers. Right. The volunteers just love her.
That's nice.
This is great. How about how old is Bree?
She's a year and a half old.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is great. And like you said, you ideal family, you want somebody that probably doesn't have small children.
Correct.
And maybe if they have maybe one or another cat, that's
another
cool.
cat would be great, but a dog would just, would just like terrify her.
Yeah.
The penny thing is pretty awesome.
Isn't that awesome? We started that program. Yeah, Val Grimes started that program. And so she said, let's do it and let's promote it. And so far, every single month since then, our longest reigning kitty's been found a new home.
That's
really great. Also, another great thing that you guys are doing at Berrien County Animal Control is you have vaccination clinics going on?
We do. We have public vaccination clinics. You can come from anywhere. It doesn't matter if you live in Berrien County. 2 years ago, we had several people come all the way from Kalamazoo to do our shot clinics. We're having rabies vaccinations and parvo distemper vaccinations. Our first one is coming up on the 20th of January at Bertrand Fire Department. That's down by Niles, right off of 12. It's $20 for a 1 year vaccine for rabies, $25 for a 3 year rabies, and $25 for parvo distemper shots.
Okay.
The other one that is out besides the shelter ones will be on February 25th, and that will be at the Eau Claire Fire Department. And then that's right on Main Street in Eau Claire. And then that's always our biggest clinic. We usually have about 300 to 400 dogs and cats that we do in that day. And then the January 27th clinic and the February 10th clinic, those are going to be held at the shelter.
Okay.
We're also going to be offering $25 microchipping with a lifetime registration to AVID. So it's automatically registered for you. You don't have to do it yourself. We do that for you.
Okay.
And then the money from the chips actually goes back into the shelters fund so that we can buy more chips for the next clinic.
Great.
And anything left over actually goes into our spay and neuter fund, which is really awesome.
That's wonderful stuff.
So
I love that. Carly, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. They can go right to the website.
Wonderful.
And we have we actually have a link on there for you to pre-register. We prefer it if you pre-register. That gives us all your information, so you don't have to stand in line as long because everything's pre-filled out. You just have to sign the waiver that states you understand your animal's getting a vaccine, and boom, get through the line.
That's great stuff.
And we have this down. We've been doing this for years, and so we get you in and out as quickly as possible.
Love that, and we want you to get out to the Berrien County Animal Control, and so you can adopt Bree as well, because like you said, what's the adoption fee?
One penny.
That's amazing.
Penny. So if you want to get Bree, we would love to have you take her home, and that's a wonderful thing. And Carly, thank you so much for joining us for another Furry Friends Friday.
Thank you for having me.
It's all brought to you by Distinguished Stoneworks in Stevensville, where each job is custom made, so the only limitation is your imagination. They're located just off North Roosevelt Road in Stevensville.